This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
At NowDecatur.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now, brought to you by Shop On Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. The Beck family of Decatur, Illinois has once again agreed to sponsor the 2021 USTA Ursula Beck Pro Tennis Classic, a men's USTA Pro Circuit event held at Fairview Tennis Complex in Decatur. This is the 22nd year of the tournament, as well as the 22nd consecutive year in which the Beck family has agreed to be the title sponsor. This professional tournament hosts 70 players from over 20 different countries, competing not only for prize money, but also ATP World Ranking points. This year's tournament runs August 2nd through August 8th. The Macon County Health Department is offering an evidence-based diabetes self-management program that is open to the public. Classes are held once per week for 2.5 hours. They are free and open to all those affected by diabetes, including family members and caregivers. The classes will be held from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. every Wednesday for 6 consecutive weeks starting on May 26. The sessions will be held virtually through Microsoft Teams. For more information on the diabetes self-management program, go to NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
President Biden sets a new coronavirus vaccine goal. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Our goal by July 4th is to have 70% of adult Americans at least one shot.
That number's at 56% now, and vaccinations are slowing down in most states as more people who want to be vaccinated already have by now.
The president acknowledged skeptics need convincing to get it. He lauded creative efforts to come up with vaccine incentives, like grocery stores giving discounts to shoppers who get shots. Republicans also trying to convince skeptics, putting out a video featuring GOP lawmakers who are also doctors, like Congressman Andy Harris of Maryland, who says vaccines will be
resulting in a clear path to the eradication of the pandemic. The FDA did not skip any steps.
The feds say about 32% of the American population is now fully vaccinated. In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
The number two Republican in the House, Steve Scalise, is now saying in a statement that the number three member, Liz Cheney from Wyoming, should be removed from party leadership. She's been publicly critical of former President Trump's election fraud claims and voted for his impeachment. A federal judge orders the Justice Department to release a memo written before the release of the special counsel Russia report on then-President Trump.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson says the Trump-era Justice Department hid the real purpose of a memo prepared for then-Attorney General William Barr before he announced his conclusion that President Trump had not obstructed justice during the Russia investigation. Now, she wants that memo made public. She says, quote, the document reveals that the Attorney General was not engaged in making a decision about whether the president should be charged with obstruction of justice. The fact that he would not be prosecuted was a given. The DOJ has until May 17th to appeal the release.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This morning, former President Trump's expected to find out if his ban on Facebook and Instagram will be lifted. It's being decided by an independent oversight board. America's listening to Fox News.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-885-9797. 800-885-9797. 800-885-9797.
The Centers for Disease Control has asked by members of Congress why little kids should keep wearing masks for coronavirus protection.
Parents have complained of being forced off airplanes because their children as young as two can't keep masks on, and then there's concern over mask wearing in schools. Utah Senator Mike Lee and Missouri Representative Jason Smith, both Republicans, requested the agency provide clarification and reasoning by today.
Fox's Evan Brown. India's foreign minister has pulled out of in-person meetings at a group of seven gathering in London because of possible exposure to the coronavirus. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is one of the participants. The political future of Israel's prime minister is up in the air.
Benjamin Netanyahu had until midnight to form a government following an inconclusive general election. But the deadline came and went, and the prime minister's main rivals have now asked Israeli President Reuven Rivlin for a chance to try and put together their own administration. Netanyahu is Israel's longest-serving prime minister, but he's become a divisive figure and is on trial for alleged corruption. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
More than a month from summer, drought conditions are already hitting Utah, with farmers and ranchers making decisions about how to use what water they have.
Wayne Jarrett is worried about his cows.
Made some restless nights.
At least how he's going to feed them.
These cows, I'm really nervous to take them out on the range because it's just not coming. You know, I'm afraid we're going to be short.
Short. Short on feed and corn. Short on grass to graze on. All because Utah is short on water, which means farmers like Jarrett are divvied out less to irrigate their crops with. Much less.
We're actually thinking about which fields not to water this year and just let them burn up because we don't have enough water.
Now, Jarrett can only use 40% of the water he normally uses this time of year. Jarrett says every farmer and rancher he knows is in the same boat.
Lawrence Steinbrecher with Fox 13 News Utah. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy to begin with, and it's going to be sunny the rest of the way with a high of 66. And tonight we've got increasing clouds with a low around 45. For Thursday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny with a high over 60. And then for Friday, sunny and windy with a high near 66. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. Our winning Wednesdays with St. Teresa and the Mega Raffle coming up at 8:20. That's our winner today, two free tickets. Plus Tanya Andrews joins us from Crossing the Company. Starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Interesting story about Disney and their Florida theme parks are not going to take the advice of Governor DeSantis down there, who has basically opened everything up in Florida. And as a corporation, they said, nope, we're keeping the protocol rules in place, which they have every right to do as a private company. Nick, do you see this as sort of a microcosm of the larger discussion, not about vaccine passports or people who get worked up about privacy issues, but that a governor, whether it's Governor Pritzker in Illinois or Governor DeSantis in Florida, can say this or say that, but if these corporations are worried about liability or worried about, you know, being the deep pockets that are probably going to get hit with lawsuits or whatever else, that this is going to dictate the pace of life?
Yeah, I think so. I told you about an instance in Texas where they're going to have a large convention, and they decided that when the mask mandate came up that they canceled the convention because they didn't feel that the people would self-police and keep all the people at the convention safe, and pulled, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not small millions worth of revenue from businesses in Texas because of their personal beliefs didn't for their business. I mean, their commercial beliefs didn't line up with what was being done with local law enforcement or local regulators. And so I think you will see stuff like this, people that are protecting their own interests. Also, I think there's something to be said. Some of these companies want to protect their customers and want to be perceived as a brand that cares about their customers as well.
And I believe they do. I mean, it's their money base.
Yeah.
And I believe that they sat in a room somewhere and they said, okay, we're going to keep our COVID protocols in place. And we know that some people may boycott Disney because of that. But we also know some people might decide to come because of that. And they've decided, you know, as a business, that this route is better than the other way.
That's right. And Disney can kind of deal with a little bit of a heavier hand, because it's not like if there's another experience that can substitute one-to-one for Disney. It's not like I can, well, I'll just get a burger across the street if this burger joint won't let me. If I want to see Mickey Mouse at the Epcot Center, I can really only do it in one place. So if you want to be mad now, fine. And maybe one day you'll come around and follow our rules and you'll get to do that. So I think they can kind of heavy deal, but at the same token, you know, maybe it's what's best for them.
Yeah, but I believe that theme parks and entertainment venues and college campuses and hospitals and sporting arenas really all have that same thing going. I mean, you know, if I am a Bulls fan, there's only one mm-hmm. place I can go see the Bulls.
That's correct. Yep.
I'm not going to watch it on TV, but if I want that mm-hmm. in-person viewing, some people will see that as heavy-handed. I think a lot of businesses are looking at it from a liability issue and feel like they think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, you know, we saw, I can't remember if it was Disney or if it was Universal. I believe it was Disney that said they're going to all touchless, you know, which is something that, you know, where you, well, you could do it as a fast pass already where you never had to get out your ticket or put your thumbprint down or whatever. But now they're going to go to, you know, less things being touched, which is, you know, we've learned in the pandemic that it's not so much about surfaces, but at the end of the day, what do we hurt by having cleaner and more sanitary, you know, less common, you know, my flu germs touching the banister, you know, stuff like that. If we can reduce that, that's a net gain for all of us anyway.
That's exactly right. And you don't know what the next virus down mm-hmm. the block is. And I think what people have learned, once again, as an accelerator, is we weren't prepared for this the way we probably should have been in America. And there's a lot of blame to pass out in that conversation. But let's not be prepared for the next thing.
Yeah, never again. There will be policies, procedures. There will be probably inventory of things like masks and hand sanitizer and stuff in warehouses by some of these large companies that have to intermediately pivot to, you know, some of that stuff. And then if they have to close down temporarily, there will be policies and procedures in place. And how do we treat our employees? Do we pay them all? Do we lay them off? What do we do? I think this is a really, it's not a dress rehearsal because it really happened, but it is a good opportunity to be prepared for the second thing that comes about.
Absolutely. And as everyone is redesigning and resizing and relooking at, I mean, from the smallest of companies all the way up to a Disney level, those conversations are going on across the world. But certainly, I think for the first time, you know, we've not had to deal as a country. You know, we've had these worldwide pandemics that didn't reach the shores of America or did in such a limited way that we just kept doing business as usual.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know, a lot of times we all have our thresholds of things that we really want to do. We all have our thresholds of how much we can really take and where we make our concessions at. You know, some people is like, I'll go to the grocery store. Some people like, I'll just go on vacation, you know, and live my life. We all have individual ones, but we're starting to see that the public is kind of arriving on some things. And, you know, the Los Angeles Dodgers not too long ago opened up a vaccinated section. You know, so that people that were maybe afraid to go be amongst, you know, people unvaccinated can get into a section that has everybody has been verified unless you're under, I think, a certain age where, you know, like a 2-year-old or something doesn't need a mask, doesn't need a ticket. But everybody in there, you don't have to wear your masks. We're all vaccinated. And so I think that's very appetizing to a lot of people.
I believe so, too. By the way, I wanted to run through you. I was looking at an ABC News story about the top paid and free iPhone apps, meaning the mm-hmm. list of apps that people are downloading on their tablet or their phone.
Sure.
And I found myself to be much more amenable to the free apps, but I am completely unaware of most of the paid for apps. So I want to run through sure. these with you quickly and shed any light that you can. The number one top paid iPhone, meaning Apple, the App Store is Minecraft.
Okay.
Which I know because our guy went through the whole Minecraft phase.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Bloons TD6.
Bloons TD6. Is it
by a Ninja Kiwi company? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Number three is Hot Schedules.
I don't know that one either.
Number four is Geometry Dash.
I have seen that one, yep.
Number five is Heads Up, which is a Warner Brothers, mm-hmm. or Warner Brothers product.
Yep.
Procreate Pocket.
That is like a Photoshop.
Okay. Alien 10.
I don't know that by name.
A game, I'm assuming, Plague Inc. Flick Home Run.
Yeah, I know that one.
And number 10 is Monopoly.
Yep.
Okay. Now, you go to the top free iPhone apps, top 10. And TikTok is number one.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube is number two. Instagram is number three. Facebook is number four. The Facebook Messenger app is number five. Snapchat is number six. Hair Challenge by Rollick Games, no idea, at number seven. Google Maps at eight. Gmail, email by Google at nine. And number 10 was HBO Max. So when you look at the apps, HBO Max has grown by leaps and bounds.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. And in the top five, 60% of those apps owned by Facebook. You know, so they're still doing pretty well. And some of the games, the bigger games that would have been on either of those lists, Apple has kind of put up their stiff arm to them. You know, games like Fortnite, where the revenue can't be as easily accessible for them. And so I think we're kind of seeing a little disruption there.
Absolutely. I was surprised, though, that in that list of the free apps and even in the paid apps, you know, that there were, you know, that HBO Max, and I believe if you look at the iPad itself, that Netflix and Disney do show up. But I thought those streaming service apps would be higher on these lists than they are.
They are a little older, so a lot of people already have them.
That's a good point. These are new downloads. But I, you know, HBO Max is still fairly new.
Right, but every month they refresh it. You know, so did I get it this month for Mortal Kombat? Did I get it this month for Godzilla? Did I get it for the Angelina Jolie movie? You know, Zack Snyder's cut. I mean, they're constantly doing that. And it's worth pointing out that in that free list, all of those are either ad supported, so, or they are free to download, but there are premium services to get. And in the case of HBO Max, you can download the app. You cannot use it without a paid subscription. So free is not truly, truly free.
That is correct.
On any of those.
Right. But you don't have to download the app itself.
Cash.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm really interested in the top paid iPad apps. Procreate, Minecraft, GoodNotes 5, Notability, that Bloons TD again, Geometry Dash, Five Nights at Freddy's, Amazing Frog, Plague Inc., and Fun with Ragdolls at number 10, whatever that is. I'm so out of touch with
but
some of this
there was
stuff.
More productivity being used on the iPad. It was more, some of those are work-related sort of things with the schedules, the Procreate, and there was maybe one or two others you listed. So people are using that, you know, a little more for work and stuff and less social.
And entertainment. Exactly. And I think that holds true with the top free iPad apps as well. Hair Challenge, Suspects Mystery Mansion, YouTube, something called Hair Dye. I'm assuming a lot of this is pandemic related, people working from home.
Yep.
Zoom Cloud Meetings, Netflix, Slice It All, High Heels, and Disney Plus at number 10. So interesting to see how people are consuming and what people are consuming in a new way, meaning these are all new downloads.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. On the show that I'm watching on HBO, the mayor of Easttown, the mom, who's a famous actress whose name I can't remember.
Kate Winslet.
The mom of her mom in the show.
Okay.
The older lady. She's an awesome actress. Anyway, she has a weird, they haven't said it on screen, but I've watched her. I was watching the patterns of how she was interacting with her iPad, and then I saw a slight screenshot later in a different episode, and I was right. She has an obsession with Fruit Ninja. And so the mom is constantly like getting in her Fruit Ninja. And so you find a lot of older people like playing
Jean
words.
Smart is the name you're looking for.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I interviewed her one
time. Oh, seriously? She seems like a pretty interesting lady.
She, at the time, was like the first lady in one of the seasons of 24 with Kiefer Sutherland.
Yep.
But she came to Millican, if I'm not mistaken, to do a play, on the campus of Millikan University.
Oh, really?
And I that's about as far as my memory will allow to connect that. I can't remember what it was, but she came here to do a performance.
Oh, that's cool.
And we did an interview pre-performance, but it was at the time she was very big on TV because she played the president's wife. You remember, there was always some weird thing going on with the president and the president's wife in 24, but she was, you know, one of the major stars of that season as it was airing on 24.
Yeah, she's an excellent actress. And
Designing Women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was the big show she was known for, sure.
Yeah, I really like her. She's very good. But, yeah, it's interesting to see all these different things that people download and what they're doing to pass their seconds or their waning moments, you know. And I personally like puzzles, so I'm more of a puzzles guy or reading.
I would be, and I'm sure this information is out there. I think we all download apps that we end up not using or getting rid of, and we shed apps. And when apps were a brand new thing, everyone wanted to get as many as they could, and it wasn't unusual to have, you know, 8, 9, 10 screens of apps. But I think that has been pared down since. I would like to know apps by usage numbers.
Yeah. You know, Brian, when apps were a new thing and it was like, got to get them, you have to get them all because it was like, well, this is free and you want to showcase all the different things. The usage was it was under a handful of apps that people used, but most of them had downloaded and maybe have deleted over 100. So we're talking like less than 5% of what you would download, overwhelmingly more than 5% or more than 100. So probably overwhelmingly under 5% of the apps would actually get any sort of use.
Yeah, I sort of treat my iPhone and my iPad the way I do my closet now. You know, like if you switch out your spring to winter or vice versa and you go, okay, I didn't wear this all of last year, so why am I bringing it back out again to hang in a closet and not wear it for another year?
That's a pretty smart take. With the advent or the addition of folders, I now have, maybe I have 8 Adobe apps in a folder, 2 of which I use regular, but I kind of need those 6 just in case for one-offs. But I'm not like that with a lot of other categories. So I think folders can kind of keep it more manageable, I think.
I think you're right. I think it will boil down. You know, we know, like in the world of marketing, one of the more interesting things over the past couple of years is that we know advertisers will use new mediums. But what has shrunk is the number of marketing businesses you deal with. So the average, like, local advertiser a few years ago would have used 5 different media companies to do advertising. That number is now down to 2. They're doing more things than they've ever done, but they're doing it with fewer companies, you know, to work with. And so we're all figuring out how all of this lands, right? And so the trick is on our side is we've got to be able to offer anything they want, you know, to be one of those 2 companies.
You're talking about digital Walmarting is what you're doing.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah. Well, it's not, we're not dictating.
No, people are saying, hey, I want to pay one bill and I want to be taken care of. I don't have time to have 15
meetings. I don't
want to
deal with 8 salespeople and all of this stuff and try to piecemeal all this together, which is why, you know, media companies have to have everything at their fingertips, which I'm grateful that we work for a company that embraces that.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you didn't, you wouldn't be on the radio. I mean, if we didn't embrace it, we wouldn't be here.
Not everyone does. It's not as universal as you think it might be. All right. Here is Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. We get back, we'll have a winning Wednesday winner, and they're going to get 2 free tickets to the Mega Raffle. Stay tuned.
Yeah, today's going to be mostly cloudy at times, but it'll be sunny most throughout the day, high of 66. Tonight, we've got increasing clouds with a low of 45. For Thursday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny and a high over 60. And for Friday, sunny and windy with a high near 66. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:22.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hello, this is Tony Holley, Director of Strategic Grant Making at the Community Foundation of Macon County. For over 20 years, our donors have generously given back to help change the lives of thousands of area residents. The Community Works grant application is now open to support two vital areas here in Macon County for improvements in workforce development and education, with over $234,000 awarded to impact the quality of life for everyone in our community. If you are a registered not-for-profit, church, or school with a project needing funding in either of these crucial areas, go to MaconCountyGives.org and apply through the online portal by May 5th. For more information about the Community Works program, call me at 217-429-3000. Go to MaconCountyGives.org and apply through the online portal by May 5th. Grant recipients will be announced June 1st. Together, we uplift and strengthen our community.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, and not just Wednesdays, it's winning Wednesdays, all the way up to the big grand prize drawing, the mega raffle, $100,000 winner on Friday, May 21st. Dr. Ken Hendrickson joins us from St. T. Let me start. We'll get into the raffle, but I got to get your take on the Kentucky Derby. How big a surprise was that?
Oh, my God, it was a big surprise. And I'm glad you didn't ask me for the winner, because he wasn't even near the one that, the horse that I picked, okay? So it was an exciting race, though. And if you bet the 8 horse, you made a lot of money that day. But most of the favorites didn't finish. I think they're still running.
Well, you know, that happens occasionally, right? I think that's meant to happen, just because all of the people who are so great at predictions need to be wrong occasionally. But you talk about a return on investment for what they paid for that horse, for what they're going to make off that horse. That's an unbelievable proposition. All right, somebody's going to make $100,000 on Friday, May 21st, and that $100,000 grand prize drawing is creeping closer and closer and closer, Ken. And you can't win if you don't buy one, so get to stmega.com, or you can call 217-875-7950. You still have the packages. I still think this is the best deal. You can buy two, get one free, buy three, get two free, buy five, get five free. That's a heck of a deal.
In 16 days at the KC Hall at 7 o'clock, we're going to pick the $100,000 winner, and it's going to happen. And so people need to get their tickets. We've really had a successful campaign thus far. So we really want to push toward the end here, Brian. And, you know, at the KC Hall, they serve food on weekends now. The people from the Starship video that burned down have taken over the menu. So come on out and have fish on Friday, or whatever menu item you choose. But we're going to be there probably about 5 o'clock, and you still could get tickets that evening before the drawing.
Absolutely. And you got a $10,000 second prize and a $5,000 third prize. You got 36 prizes all together. You can't win if you don't buy. So get to stmega.com. Bobby Donath is our winner today. She just won two free tickets in our Winning Wednesdays. So who knows? She might win $100,000 on May 21st. I know, Ken, people sort of procrastinate and put things off. But as you just pointed out, you know, we're days away.
Well, you know, it's probably about 3 or 4 years ago. The person that got the ticket on the last day won, and he only purchased one ticket. Okay? So you still have time to get it, Brian.
All right, Ken. Best of luck to you. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Dr. Ken Hendrickson, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet, and a big horse racing fan.
Yeah.
Big horse racing fan. And normally, we do some sort of picks, you know, ahead of time. And for whatever reason, we didn't do it. It just didn't line up calendar-wise. But that was a big upset. I mean, if you're not into horse racing, I mean, I don't know what else you can compare it to.
No, there's nothing like it. It's like the old way.
Boxing, maybe. Yeah, I mean, like a one-off.
Oh,
I mean, you know,
in
most sports things, you know, you can have the underdog win. It's a best of seven series, whatever. I'm saying, you know, in a finite, you know, sort of winner takes all, one kind of thing. Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson was a huge upset. But this horse race was about that equivalent.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you that. That is the. The one-off, the spectacle, the pomp, the circumstance, you know, the whole thing. And
the number 8 horse.
Yeah. And then an underdog that should have never come close ends up pulling it off.
And you look at the money invested in some of these other horses. I mean, it was that big of an upset. As we said earlier, more viewers than the Oscars, which is Really strange to me, anyway, on a Saturday afternoon, but all the best to them. All right, Tanya's going to join us in a little bit here, and we have more to get to this week. Some exciting stuff tomorrow. I'm really stoked about the show and this thing they're doing at Richland. We'll tell you all about it. And the City Hall insider, Paul Osborne, will be in with us as well as we head towards Friday and the weekend. I'm hoping that the forecast changes. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'd tell you what, this weekend, I think you're going to see a little bit of sun, especially on Friday, but then Saturday night, I'm watching boxing. I can tell you this.
Well, you can tell me about it on the other side of the break, because last night was a heck of a lot nicer than the night before. That's all I can tell you. I don't mind a little rain. Let's just not have any more tornadoes. We're going to take a break when we get to the bottom of the hour here. You're listening to Byers & Company on News Talk 1340, WSOY, 103.3 FM, and streaming live at Nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now, brought to you by Shop On Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. The Illinois Department of Employment Security, Decatur, Illinois WorkNest Center, Richland Community College, United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois, and the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur-Macon County will sponsor an informational workshop on Thursday, May 6th from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. via Zoom. This free online workshop will provide guidance and direction on how to continue receiving current unemployment benefits while enrolling in local training programs or going back to school to learn a new trade or career. If COVID-19 numbers continue to improve, Governor J.B. Pritzker says Illinois is on track to enter Phase 5 in July. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced that her goal is to fully reopen the city by July 4th. That's a real possibility statewide, says Governor Pritzker.
Our hospitalizations have flattened. That's a good thing. We just don't want to see it flare back up again, so we're just watching closely.
The governor is hopeful Illinois will soon be in the bridge phase. Then, if numbers hold or decline for a 28-day period, the state can move to Phase 5, which is a full reopening. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Former President Trump for now remains off Facebook and Instagram, according to an oversight committee which carried out a review.
The board upheld Facebook's decision that goes back to January 7, 2021, so that's the day after the riots on the Hill, to restrict then-President Donald Trump's access to posting content on his Facebook page and Instagram account. However, it was not appropriate for Facebook to impose the indeterminate and standardless penalty of an indefinite suspension.
Fox's Bill Hemmer, the board calling on the company to review the decision within the next 6 months. Meanwhile, the former president's come up with his own communications platform.
It's going to be www.donaldjtrump.com/desk. And this is a chance to have comments and images and other posts by the former president.
Fox's Kevin Cork, America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Now.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Hey, today is going to look pretty good. It's mostly sunny already with a high of 66. And tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 45. For Thursday, showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny and a high over 60. Friday is going to be sunny and windy with a high near 66. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
It's been a busy day. If you missed any of the show or the interviews, you can check out the podcast presented by the Bob Brady Auto Group, and you can check that out at NowDecatur.com or wherever you get your podcast. I have a question for you quickly. You were giggling quite a bit there during the break. I didn't know if there was something I was missing out on. I have FOMO going on.
Oh, no. I was talking to Tanya, and she was helping me out, you know, with I was picking her brain, and then I ran out of time, so I had to, like, cut her off, which you'd be proud of me how I ended it. I didn't let it go into the weather.
Okay. Well, that's good. I thought maybe there was a joke I needed to hear or something.
Oh, I guess the joke was she set an alarm. So she set an alarm to not forget to be on the radio, but she's the most prompt of all your radio guests ever. And she beat her alarm calling in by several minutes. So that was, I guess, kind of funny to me.
Okay, good stuff. Good stuff. We'll be with Tanya in just a minute. One other question I wanted to ask you. We were talking about the 14.5, the iOS update, and them doing it for whatever motivation, and you can decide for yourself. It doesn't seem to be one size fits all. It doesn't seem to pop up every time you open an app. Like I got the Facebook, even though I did the update, over a week ago. Yesterday was the first time opening the Facebook app where that appeared.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what the methodology is behind it. Most of what I've seen have been generic. The iOS prompted, do you want to allow these people to track them? One of which I installed a new Microsoft app yesterday, and they didn't have a curated screen themselves. They used the generic iOS language. So that was kind of interesting. Facebook's the first one that I've seen that stuck out in my brain is manicured and with some sort of like pleading message so far.
Yes, and then that takes you to what you will see is the standard, menu item that will either you don't allow or you allow, which is that is the iOS message that comes up similar to every app.
Yeah, which means that Apple is allowing a pleading slide in front of their opt-in, opt-out, which is kind of an interesting choice that they're letting people give their case prior to making the choice.
Absolutely. And then I wonder, though, the question I wanted to ask you is, will Facebook now do something different to me as a participant because of that?
I don't know if they'll be spiteful. What you will get is app ads, in ways that are not relevant. I mean, you might see some goofy ads that don't even come close to you anymore, but you've got to think that they've put a little asterisk in there. There's another field in their spreadsheet that says, this person, and so they might throttle your data. They might, they might put you in a slow lane or something. Sure.
I can't imagine in a world that they wouldn't do something like that. That, you're not going to do what we want you to do? Try this.
Degraded service. Yeah, that's the whole fast lane that, a lot of people are doing.
But if they get caught doing that,
yeah,
what's the fallout for them?
I don't know. That's tough. This one is such a big ship that they get caught doing all sorts of stuff we don't like, and they still keep
going. Yes, but every time they get caught, there's a little more dent in the armor, a little more dent. And if your message to me is that I'm downloading an advertising app, that's not what you're selling me.
That's on us, but...
But that's not their business model is that. But when you're downloading the Facebook app, they're not saying, hey, we want you to download this so that we can serve you ads, so we can help businesses sell things. They're not. That's not how they are. That's not how they're selling their app or their services.
Right. But I think we have all blindly, starting with television, we have given the idea that we will take things for free in exchange for advertisement. I mean, so that I don't know that they need to come out and explicitly say that. Network television has been that model since there's been network television.
Right, but the difference is you don't have to watch the commercials, and if you don't watch the commercials, you're not getting punished or you're not getting a degraded entertainment. You're not getting a different experience.
We don't know that they're doing that. So if they do that, then for sure that's another conversation. But you don't have to watch the ads now. You don't.
But here's my point, though. Let's just talk about this show, what we're doing right now. If you decide not to listen to the commercial break, which is the advertising we sell, at the break at 40, we're not then taking away your radio signal strength, or we're not going to come out and keep you from, that is way more manipulative than I think what broadcast standards have been. We also, by the way, as is television, licensed to the federal government.
Right.
And we have to play by rules they don't have to play by.
That's right. And I will tell you one, just to bring it full circle, you told me about the show Gangs of London. So I started to watch that on demand. On demand had built in three of the same commercial for some adult care or something that I could not skip. Fast forwarding was disabled during this presentation. So other media have kind of stepped into this too.
They have, but the difference is, and I think this is nuanced, but it's important. If you could let that play and go to the kitchen and get a cup of coffee and come back and resume watching your show. Mm-hmm. What Facebook is saying is, what I believe they will do if they start to throttle or they start mm-hmm. to do anything else, we're going to punish you for not letting us serve you.
If they do that, I'm with you. But as it exists now, I can, when a video or an ad pops up, I can either scroll past it, let it play, and walk up and go get my chips and come back down or whatever. So they're still, as of now, in that same realm of playing somewhat by the rules. I think the biggest difference is they have direct ties to my profile, my data, my context that a TV or a radio doesn't.
That's the obvious. Yeah. I'm sorry. I should have stated that up front, that the big difference is by me watching the gangs of London, I'm not giving up all my personal information.
Yeah, I'm the product on Facebook. So are you and anybody that uses it.
But that's not the way they sell it.
No.
To the consumer.
Correct.
It's the way they sell it to the advertiser, mm-hmm. not the way they sell it to the consumer.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's a fair statement.
And I don't know that they'll do that. I really don't. But I believe their history teaches you that they certainly might.
Yeah, I mean, we see it all the time. You know, AT&T will send me a text that says, you've used up 16.5 gigs of your data. If you reach 22.5, we will put you in the slow lane. And you know, there's a, you know, that net neutrality really kind of opened up the door for some of this stuff to happen. And they're trying to put the genie back in the bottle, thank goodness. But, I mean, imagine, you know, your cable provider blocking some of their competitors' channels, which sometimes happens, not directly.
There was a time when absolutely Netflix was doing that.
Oh, for sure. Yep. Yep.
I mean, where we had all the technology and speed that we should not have had rendering issues or buffering issues. Mm-hmm. And then when it got settled,
yep,
that magically went away.
It fixed it. Yep.
Yeah.
And so the pipes are controlled by sometimes the people on the other end of the pipe, too.
I get it. I'm more interested just to see how all this plays out. Because right now, Apple and Facebook are at war with one another.
Yep.
And they're putting the consumer right in the middle of that war.
Let me ask you this. If Facebook decides to throw down a heavy lift, like maybe they buy Verizon or they buy, since we can relate to it in this neighborhood, if they were to buy Comcast, which provides a lot of the cable internet around here, and they say, hey, become a Facebook premium user for $9.95 a month, and it comes with your internet and Facebook Pro, don't you think a lot of people would switch their cable bills over to Facebook internet?
No. I can't speak for a lot of people. I mean, I'm always careful to go. I'm not giving Facebook anything more than what they already have. I think they're that
dangerous. Which is too much.
Yes.
But I think
which is already too much.
I think their play would need to be the one to control the internet connectivity at a reduced rate, so that they mm-hmm. then they can turn on the tap back to their advertising and maybe make $10 a month off me connecting to the internet.
Yeah,
it's not for me.
I'm not saying no. I'm not saying that won't happen. I'm just saying I won't be a willing participant.
Yeah, me neither.
And I got to be honest with you. I felt a little. There was something cathartic about turning that off.
Right. Got you, finally.
It was almost like you were able just to flip the bird to Mark Zuckerberg in a physical way.
Oh, yeah, very much so. It'll be interesting if you can be mindful to see if you've noticed, as someone who uses it as a tool and socially, to see if you mm-hmm. notice any sort of, not anything they did, but is the experience changed for you in any way? It'll be interesting to see if you see anything.
Well, they won't get away with it if they do it. I mean, there's
right.
just too many smart people out there. All right, we're way too late, and I can't wait to talk to Tanya. We'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, UC Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. UC's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at BUCY.com. BUCY is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
Look at this new listing that just popped up. It's in the neighborhood we want.
Where'd you find it?
Under the new listing quick click button on BrinkOtter.com. Come check out the interactive floor plan.
So you see room dimensions and you can quickly pull up a photo all at the same time.
For a unique look inside your next home, visit BrinkOtter.com today. Explore listings with our interactive floor plans, 3D virtual walkthroughs, video tours, and HDR photography. Let your home search start and end with BrinkOtter.com.
Find your way home. BrinkOtter.com.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, Tanya Andrix joins us in her new time slot. Good morning. It's good to have a little sunshine, isn't it? That's kind of an important thing in my life.
It really is good to see the sun shining today, and I wish I hadn't listened to your earlier segment. I had not looked ahead at the weather forecast for the weekend, and I just did.
Yeah, you know, we kind of owe you the truth. It's one of those things that none of us enjoy.
Hey, I think it's good. It's good. Well, and maybe it'll be Mother's Day nap weather. So.
Yeah, there's always a good way to look at things. Let me ask you about this. I'm looking at national numbers, and it seems like just overall men are lagging behind women in vaccinations. And I think that there's something to the fact that women live longer than men. The older populations were sort of the first ones to get, you know, fully vaccinated. So maybe it's not a thing. Maybe it's just math.
I think it is likely just math. And I also think that, you know, what we know historically is that women typically are the ones that first seek health care and drive health care for their families. And that's a role, you know, in general speaking, a role that women often play inside families. And so it really just makes sense that they're going to lead the charge on this. With that said, I do think there's a lot to just the age group and the demographics and where we focused our efforts early on with the elderly population. So I think you're right on target with that.
All right. And so what we're seeing right now, though, it's not a mass wave of anti-vaxxers. It's pockets of people in a lot of different categories that have some level of hesitation. There's a small percentage of people in this country that are anti-vaccines, right? I mean, I'm not saying it's not a sizable amount of people, but it's not nearly, you know, anywhere near the majority of the American people. There are people in some younger age groups that have said, hey, I'm healthy, I'm young, odds are if I get this, I'm going to be just fine. And that's probably all true, except you're leaving out the part that you might give it to somebody else who might not be fine. And so there's some hesitancy there. We see some in the black community. We see some in the Hispanic community because not enough marketing has been put their way in Spanish. You see some Republican males. I mean, there's lots of little pockets, so it's kind of a hard thing to tackle with one conversation. But what are you guys seeing, you know, day in, day out versus a month and a half ago?
Well, I think that we're certainly seeing the numbers for or the demand for the vaccine decline. So what we're seeing in Macon County is very much what is the trends that we're seeing across the state and across the country. And I think that what folks really like to do is oversimplify things and to make this sort of binary. People are either want the vaccine or they're vaccine hesitant. And the truth is that people just have questions. Anything that's related to our health and our wellness is very unique to us. It's very individualized. And so many people just need to have a conversation that's personal and non-judgmental and open. And so those conversations and that kind of engagement takes time. And so we're faced with the situation that we need to have those kinds of conversations in a culturally competent way. So to your point, in the right language with people who, you know, are trusted in different cultures and in different neighborhoods. And that takes time, and it takes the right people engaging that. And unfortunately, we're in a race against time. Because of what's happening in our world and globally, we're seeing such high rates of COVID transmission in countries like India and in South and Central America that we're seeing an increase in variants. And so we're in this really tough spot of being in a race against time with the actual virus globally. And we're at a place where we're sort of at this tipping point of the early adapters of the vaccine have all gotten their vaccine, and now we're really just tackling a group of people that I would not call vaccine hesitant. I would call more vaccine curious. They need to have conversations. They need their questions answered, and they're going to make choices based on conversations, and those conversations have to be with trusted individuals.
I heard this argument the other day. I was having a conversation with someone, and the gist of this was, well, you know what? If 35% of the people just choose not to get vaccinated, then that's just going to be their problem. But the problem with that logic is, as you just mentioned, the more this spreads, the more these variants grow, sooner or later, if we don't get to some sort of herd immunity, there is going to be a variant that is resistant to these vaccines.
You're correct, and that's what the scientists are warning us against, and that's what underpins this race against time, and that's what really makes this such a difficult problem, public health problem for us to solve, and one that I don't believe gets solved quickly. And I think that, you know, making sure people understand the impact of their behaviors on society at large is one really important key. And culturally, that works against us in the United States because our culture really isn't geared that direction. In other countries, the culture is different, and you will see people make personal decisions based on the good of the many. We're a little different here, and so this is a harder ask and a heavier lift for us in the United States. But I believe that, you know, a lot of people are putting solid effort toward this. And this is going to happen really at a grassroots level. This is going to happen very organically in neighborhoods and in pockets. It's not going to be a one-size-fits-all approach as we start to have these kinds of conversations in an open and non-judgmental way and really listen to people and answer their questions. And then what we see is as we do that, people make choices to get the vaccine. But everyone's questions seem to be different right now.
It is amazing to me, if you look at the parallels of the 1950s and the rollout of the vaccine for polio, you know, most of the country embraced the science. They embraced the doctors. If you look at what we have the capability of doing in 2020, 2021 versus 1955, there's way more reasons to trust the science today than there was then. But then they didn't have to compete with social media and all the disinformation campaigns that were going on, that have been going on in the last year and a half here.
I think you're absolutely right. There's just a lot more noise to cut through, which I believe prompts people's questions and it slows them down. You know, wise people, when they are hearing a lot of conflicting information, slow down their decision-making process so that they can sort of sift through the information and get to the facts. And I think that that's the noise of social media and the conflicting information has slowed people's decision-making down. I read an article, you and I both read the same article, about just because somebody didn't get their flu vaccine doesn't mean they're necessarily flu vaccine hesitant. There may be other reasons. And so I think that we have to be really careful to really listen to different groups of people and understand what the concerns are and address those individual concerns and not try to take a one-size-fits-all approach.
You know, it's amazing. I was talking to Dale Coley earlier in the week, and I thought, you know, what happened with the J&J could be disastrous as far as just publicity and more bad information. But he says because of people's fear of needles, you know, it, even now after that, they're still choosing the one-shot variety because, the mental wraparound with some of this stuff, it is almost hard to believe, you know, what motivates people at some level to go ahead and, even though there was a problem there, and they halted using it, now it's back, and because it's only one shot, I'll still make that choice.
You're absolutely correct, and everyone's motivations and their decision-making point seems to be so different, and that's why this has been complicated. For every person that's delayed in getting this vaccine, there's a new reason why, and that's why this has been such a challenge, and we're a country of individuals. You know, we really celebrate individualism, and it's making this a little bit more of a challenge for public health officials across the country to really try to figure out how to message the information and get the information to people in a way that's meaningful to them, so that they can make right choices for their health and then the health of the community ultimately.
Well, I made my appointment. Lindsay and I both did. We now are both, we've had both vaccines, and we're past the 2-week mark of having the second vaccine. I can't tell you what a relief that is, just for not just me personally, but just as my part in the community. And I cannot tell you how easy it was to make the appointment through Crossing, how organized and efficient it was. The process is so easy. And how can people still do that with you guys? What's the best way, and what are the hours and days that you guys are doing right now?
Sure. Well, thank you for pointing that out. This team is doing an amazing job with getting the vaccines given. Right now, if you go to our website and click on the banner for vaccine appointments, it'll take you to a page where you pick which type of vaccine you want. Right now, you can pick Moderna or J&J. Those appointments we put those out a week at a time. And so this week we put out appointments for next week and so on and so forth. Those go out every Thursday. And then you can select, first of all, which kind of vaccine you want. And then it'll bring up the dates that we're offering that. And so you just go ahead and take a look and sign up for an appointment. It'll take you 5 minutes. We right now do not have Pfizer. However, the health department does have a Pfizer clinic this afternoon from 1 to 5. And so you can go to the health department's website. So for kiddos 16 to 18, that's their option. And I know there's people who are looking for Pfizer, and that's where you can find it here in Decatur. So I do want to mention that. But going to the website, clicking on it, and it's simple. If you don't have access, you can call our number 877-9117. And when our operators answer the phone, you can just let them know that you need to make an appointment and that you don't have access to the computer, and they'll walk you through the process as well.
Tanya, you're the best. Happy Mother's Day, and we'll talk to you next week. Tanya Anders, one of my favorite people in the whole world. All right, we got a couple of minutes left here. We're just going to go. What did you think of since we've been on the Facebook bandwagon all day, their oversight upholding the Trump suspension? I'm uncomfortable with this.
For what? Uncomfortable like you disagree with it, or it just makes you uneasy?
It makes me uneasy that I mean, if you had this pristine product where there wasn't all kinds of bad behavior on it, you know,
that's
I might feel
point.
Differently.
That's a good point. You call that guy out, but not the dude touting out Nazi signs or bad videos.
Yeah,
or anything.
I think we're getting close to free speech issues in this country and I think younger generations feel like that their own ideology, you know, supersedes and maybe, you know, when I was brought up, you know, we had a history class about free speech, and they showed us, you know, the Jewish group in Skokie, Illinois that organized for the rights for Nazis to march, not because
right.
they agreed with it or thought that just they came to this country for and believed in the ideals of this country. You know, it's not going to impact me if Trump has a Facebook page or not. But what I can get on Facebook right now and find all kinds of horrible behavior, misinformation, disinformation, outright lies. Why is he being held to a standard that the average Facebook user isn't?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, but certainly his reach supersedes that of Joe Average, you know, and the impact they can have. And I'm not arguing that he should be banned, just to be clear.
No, I know. But I'm also the guy telling you that LeBron James is owed a mistake on his reach, which is just as big, that could have been just as threatening or could have had a bad outcome or bad ending. And so I guess I feel like I'm being universal across the board despite ideology. And there seems to be a trend. If you agree with this ideology, then anything goes. But if you don't, then you need to be silenced.
Yeah, I think that feeling it is there, but I don't know that the data supports that. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you're probably right, but I don't know that for sure.
Okay. So you think he should be suspended indefinitely?
I haven't thought about it enough, but I do think that there are some that do deserve to be suspended indefinitely. Maybe he's on that list, but others certainly should, too, if that's the criteria.
Right, yeah. And it's hard to believe the criteria when you can go right now and find just as bad, if not worse, that's existing right now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, for sure.
Hard to be on a high horse, you know, when you're ignoring a lot of the other. Right. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow bright and early, 6 a.m. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the sunshine.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.